Dreamscape presents Absence of Alice by Sherry Harris, narrated by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. Alice Crandall was breathing down my neck, literally. I could feel her warm breath on it and smelled the spearmint gum she always chewed. Alice didn't have a good sense of personal boundaries and stood way too close as I looked at a painting she had of the old North Bridge in Concord. This is why I loved my job as a garage sale organizer. It never got old working with new people, and trying to jolly Alice out of her moods had been fun. My friend Carol Carson was here to help me price the art. Carol owned the shop, Paint and Wine, and was a talented artist herself. The paintings were the last things that needed to be priced before the sale tomorrow. This painting is an oil, and it looks like it was painted using the alla prima, or wet-on-wet technique, Carol said. That allows the artist to finish a painting in as little as 30 minutes. It was stunning with its vibrant fall colors.
I paid $500 for that. Quite a steal, Alice said.
Alice, though in her late 70s, stood straight as a flagpole. She had hair the color of a stainless steel appliance and skin as wrinkled as a linen skirt.
I'll be lucky to get $250 for it at the garage sale, I said.
More like $100, and even that was pushing it. I had to lower Alice's expectations. The painting was 2 feet by 3 feet. The artist was local and had a good reputation in New England, but still. This was a garage sale. I twisted the pink ruby ring on my right hand that I'd bought at an estate sale in January to celebrate.